I'm Theodore Henry with the GIS Evening News for Wednesday, January 24. Coming up, Prime Minister says more jobs created in 2017, point-of-sale machines installed in courts, and Health Ministry encourages Jamaicans to destroy mosquito breeding sites. The news in detail after the break.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old at the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5840 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government has been achieving its objective to have growth that creates jobs. The Prime Minister says the record over 1.2 million people employed last year is a sign that the government's plans and programs have been successful in creating an enabling environment to spur job creation within the private sector. The business process outsourcing and tourism sectors in particular have shown marked increases in employment figures.
Employment is the people's stake in growth. This is how we ensure that the prosperity is equally shared. Yes, we will have a social safety net. Yes, we must always look out for the marginalized, the dispossessed, the poor in the society. But the real way to help the poor, the real way to help the marginalized, is to give them the opportunity to earn for themselves. That is the independence for which we all strive as Jamaicans.
The Prime Minister was speaking at his quarterly press briefing on Wednesday at Jamaica House. He adds that the government is close to taking on close to 1,000 new recruits under the National Service Corps program in partnership with the JDF. Point-of-sale machines have been set up in courthouses across the island as part of justice reform and modernization efforts. Director of Corporate Planning and Performance Monitoring at Court Management Services, Audrey Rose Morgan, says the addition of this service will result in improved service delivery to members of the public for a range of transactions, including the payment of traffic fines, bail bonds, and maintenance allocations.
Many times when persons go to court and they are charged for a bail or fined, they are remanded because they don't have the cash to pay immediately. So this facility offers them on-time payment if they have their credit card or debit card, and it is used for any transaction that you have to use with the court.
The system has been set up in all but one court as of December 2017. The point-of-sale facility was implemented following a successful pilot in six courts during 2016. Plans are already underway to establish a major entertainment center in Montego Bay, St. James. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the complex, scheduled to be completed in 2020, is a central part of plans to build out the reggae experience for tourists, as well as market and develop the reggae product globally.
We are going to be putting $50 million in the Tourism Enhancement Fund in this budget year in order to do the design and the necessary preparatory work to ensure that construction of that facility can begin later in this fiscal and definitely into next year, so that by 2020, Jamaica will have its first major entertainment complex in Montego Bay to enhance the tourism product that we are talking about.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the official launch of Reggae Month earlier this week. The month-long list of activities in February have received $15 million in funding support from the Tourism Enhancement Fund and will be marketed internationally by the Jamaica Tourist Board. And the Ministry of Health, MOH, is encouraging Jamaicans to ensure that their surroundings are free of mosquito breeding sites. Recent heavy rains have provided encouraging conditions for mosquito breeding.
Based on our investigations, the primary breeding sources are the drums, those that store water in the home and also in tires, tins, and other receptacles in our homes. They also breed in the backyard, in discarded rubbish that can contain water. So protecting the environment is very important.
Acting Director of Health Promotion in the Health Ministry, Dr. Beverly Wright. She was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. Mosquitoes can spread diseases such as the chikungunya and Zika viruses, as well as dengue fever. That was GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.